Okay, we'll call this from the parking lot, from the trashed Grange Grove. God, that's beautiful. Like, seriously. Okay, and as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to tweet a picture of this. I'm just leaving the stadium. I'm not going to do any player interviews. I enjoy talking to the players after a win. I will talk to the players after a loss. But after a blowout, what do you say to the, like, are you embarrassed? You know, like, feels like I'm shaming them or something. That's not college sports. Pros, I was a pro blogger. Some guy's getting paid $2.3 million. I'm in his face, but college, I'm never going to do that. But Grange Grove is trashed. Just trashed. Cups and things everywhere. And it's beautiful. Like, so I went to meet Nathan, the guy who's writing for the site. I don't even know if that paused. I got a call. My wife was calling me there. So I'm now walking through lot 31. Like, so I tailgated today, and my wife came with me. We went with some friends. I went to see Nathan in the Grange Grove. It was packed with people. Like, does anyone still, like, I still don't feel like anyone understands all of what is awaiting a winning program. I don't, like, I want to be the voice for all of us people sitting there waiting for this to become a thing. And now Purdue fans have a thing, and we don't have a thing. What am I supposed to do with that? I said, 25 games, we're going to be too young, we're not going to learn anything. This is, you know, Obama was still president, and I was saying, Purdue game 2018, we'll start to learn. That's when, you know, they had already fired, like, they fired Hazel a few weeks after they lost us. So I guess at the time when I said it, he hadn't been fired, but, you know, he was going to be fired. So that was going to be it. Like, okay, Purdue game. Yeah, love you. We really get a first year. He's playing all these kids. He's going to play so many freshmen in 2017. You want to line up where we're going to be? Where do we stand? Purdue game 2018. That's what we saw. Yes, okay, fine. Yeah, I wrote all the stuff about they have, like, you know. Fine, they're older. They play the old guys, we play the young guys. Get it all. I wrote it all. But when you go head-to-head and that's what you see, we're not going anywhere. They're going somewhere. How do you deal with that? What do we do about that? We're not even competitive. What was the final score? 46-7? 46 unanswered? What do you do with that? How do you... Like, I'm... You, oh, gosh. I need to do these on, like, FaceTime? What's the thing? Periscope. Like, if you could see all the people here, all the tailgaters, does anyone get it? Anyone understand what... How this could triple... How this is awaiting a winning program, and you asked every one of these people to go in and watch that? What are we supposed to do with that? Like, I want to be like the spokesperson. Like, speaking for the fan base, Mr. Whitman, Mr. Smith, Mr. Underwood, like, here's what we've been awaiting for decades. And it's still not here, and yet we still show up. What do you have to say to that? Maybe I should have gone to the press conference and asked that question. Maybe I'm a coward for walking out. But that's where I'm at. Like, there's so many RVs here, tents. You know the money invested by people today who want to be proud of this football program? And that's how we're rewarded? My gosh. You know, I talk about it all the time, but the miles I drive, the time I invest as my hobby to write about and cover this team, and that's how we're repaid? it's so hard to stomach. I mean, maybe I'll be better later, but maybe I should just stop talking. That was absolutely embarrassing. And now I have to say those words I end every one of these with. And I don't want to say those words. But go, Lana.